Blog Talk Radio.
I shall rise. I shall be. I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. And because I am the greatest power, we shall never, never be defeated. And because I am the greatest power, we shall never, never be defeated.
I shall rise. Come on, say. I shall go.
I shall go.
In victory.
In victory.
Weapon formed.
Hide, I don't.
something better. No, nobody makes me feel this way. No, nobody.
You're probably saying to yourself,
love me better.
You know this song.
Makes me happy.
But we're gonna do it.
Makes me feel this.
A little different. We're gonna make the devil mad. Turn it up.
Come on, come on.
Say no weapon, word
Although they've said a snare and a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
Yeah. We stand. could separate us. Nothing ever could separate us. Nothing ever could separate us. And when I can't see you, still I know you're here. And when I can't feel you, your promise is clear. Nothing I face can keep me from your
my heart. Just one touch. That's all we need from Jesus. Just one drop of oil. Amen. Just one touch from you. Just one drop of your precious oil. Just one word from you. One moment in your presence. Oh. One moment in your presence. One moment in your presence. Just one time from you. Just one drop of your precious oil. Oh, 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 oh. Just one word from you. One moment in your presence. Oh, oh. One moment in your presence changes everything.
Just one touch from you. From you. Just one drop of your precious. Your precious oil, Lord. Just one word from you. One moment in your presence, Jesus. One moment in your presence, Lord. It just takes one moment in your presence, and it will change everything. One moment in your presence, Jesus. We're gonna wait for your presence, Jesus.
If you're going to wait on him, won't you lift your hands and let him know? Father, we're going to wait for you. Father God, we're waiting for you, Jesus.
I'll wait, no matter, no matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes, I'll wait on you, Jesus.
Restore my joy, oh Lord. Finish what you started, so I'm gonna wait. Oh, wait for.
Thank you, Lord. Just listen, if you haven't got it by now, but just listen to this line. One moment in your presence.
Thank you, Jesus. One moment in your presence. One moment in your presence changes everything. God, we thank you for our moment. Oh, God, hallelujah. We want to say thank you, God, that you have given us more than one. We come to say thank you that there's so much more to come. Oh, Father God, according to our faith, be it unto us. Father God, we come on this afternoon, Father God. Father God, we come in humble submission. Father God, we come with joyous praise. Father God, we come with sincere worship. Oh, Father God, to say thank you. Thank you. How great is our God. How great is our God. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God that we serve, Father. We come with an attitude of gratitude. We come with praise and thanksgiving. We come because you have commanded us to come. You expect us to come. You've given us the will to come, Father God. We hinge on to that will, Father God, to say, may the Lord be praised. We say thank you for a mindset, Father God, where we refuse to be moved. We refuse, Father God, to waver. We refuse, Father God, but we stand firm. We stand on your promises. We stand in your spirit. We stand in your power. We stand in your love. We stand in Jesus, and we come to say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. One more day. One more service. God, we don't know how many more days. It's not important because we want to take advantage of today. Oh, glory be to God. This is a day that you have made, Father God, and we are rejoicing. And we are glad in it, for we realize that it didn't have to be. We take nothing for granted. It only is because you have declared it to be so. thank you, Father God. We bless your name. Father God, as we come, God, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere we shortchanged you, anything we did we shouldn't have did, said we shouldn't have said, thought we shouldn't have thought. Father God, not just the things that we did that we shouldn't have, but the things that we did not do that we should have done. Father God, we ask for your sincere forgiveness as we repent sincerely. And we say thank you for the sincere blood of Jesus. Oh God, the powerful blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, that cleanses us. Hallelujah. Washes us. Makes us pure again. Now, oh, God, we say thank you. Where would we be if it was not for Jesus who was on our side? Where would we be? God, but we thank you. We thank you. How can we say thank you for all the many things you have done for us? Things so undeserved. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We pray, Father God, for those around the world, those who do not know you and the pardoning of their sins. Father God, that they will stop making excuses and come on to you today while it is called day and while they have time to come. We pray for them, God. We pray for those who are struggling in their faith that they will grab hold of the word. Stop being wishy-washy in the spirit. Oh, Father God, and take a bold stand by faith and declare, Father God, what you have already decreed to be true. Your word is true. Father God, and you will not change your mind. We pray for the backsliders that they will turn, Father God, from their wicked ways and come on back home. Father God, we pray for our brothers and sisters in faith. God, bless them for their faithfulness. Bless them, Father God, that they have not turned their backs. They have not denounced you. They have not denounced the faith. But through the thick and through the thin, through the up and the down, and within and without, they hold on to the bloodstained banner. We pray for them. We pray their strength. We pray their joy. We pray their faith will abound. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Remember the sick. Remember the afflicted. Oh, God, those everywhere, in all places, that our focus will be one in common, and that's focused on the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. We thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, Father. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for myself. Thank you for every ministry partner and their families. Thank you for our audience around the globe. We thank you for these men and women. We thank you for these boys and girls. Some of them are hiding out, Father God, because that's the only way they can hear without being persecuted. Some have been waiting all week long for us to show up today. And God, we are here, and we are here in Jesus' name. God, we know that you will not disappoint those who are expecting to hear from you. Father God, we ask that you will anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Anoint our eyes to see. Anoint our hearts to receive and our spirits to obey. Thank you, God. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit of interference in Jesus' name. Every spirit of static or any other thing that will stop the people from receiving what you want to say. Oh, God, and we bless you. And we bless you. We commit this whole service into your hands, Father. This whole service. Hallelujah. Because we commit our lives. lives into your hands, our destiny into your hands. Everything is in your hands because everything belongs to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we pray now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says, amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. God is not dead. God is alive. And we bless the name of Jesus. Jesus lives. Jesus lives. You ask me how. I know he lives. He lives in my heart. Amen, amen, and amen. We bring you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we are rejoicing in one more day, one more service. Oh, my God, one more spoken word. One more, one more, one more. What a difference a day makes. One day is as a thousand years in the Lord's court, and a thousand years as one day. Glory be to God. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. We want to greet all of our first timers. Amen. Around the world. Around the world, we see you. We don't know who you are specifically, but we know that you who you are. Amen. We want to thank God for you. Amen. We see that you're chiming in Brazil. You're chiming in China. Those of you in Russia and Africa and Canada, the United States, all around the world. Glory be to God. We are just so happy. Amen. That we can be here in Jesus' name. That Jesus has made a way for us to come and speak to you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't see our faces. We don't see your faces. But the only face we need to see is the face of the Lord. Hallelujah. We only want to hear what he has to say. Oh, glory be to God. So we are family. We are family. Glory be to God. Why? Because there's no time and distance in the spirit. We are family. Amen, amen. And not only do we meet here on Sundays, we meet here 7 days a week. Monday through Saturdays, we are right here. Glory be to God. 6 a.m. Eastern time, amen. But you can always get the replay if you can't get us live, amen, because Jesus is alive. So no matter when you get it, if it's live or if it's on replay, it's still Jesus speaking, amen, and amen, and amen. So we welcome you, we welcome you, and well, we welcome you, amen. We want to share an encouraging word with you on today. After which, we want to take Holy Communion. We wanted to partake in Holy Communion. You don't have to run out and buy no grape juice or wine or matzah. No, no, no. Amen. It's symbolic. Amen. You can grab some pretzels, some potato chips, some crackers. Amen. Hallelujah. You can grab any of that because we're going to pray over it and bless it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And reference to your juice, if you don't have no grape juice, orange juice, cranberry juice, hallelujah, you can take some water. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to bless it. Amen. Because it's all symbolic. Amen. And as often as you do this, the word says, in remembrance of me, ah, my God, hallelujah, we don't realize how blessed Holy Communion is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. We want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Psalms. Oh, we want to thank God for the second division. Second division, Psalms 2. Psalms 2. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be, glory be, glory be, glory be. And I'm going to read in your hearing, starting in verse number 1. And it reads, why, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Why do the nations conspire I'm going to read it out of the New King James. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare and decree, the Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. We're coming to you with a subject this morning. Amen. A laugh in your favor. Woo! Sookie, sookie, baby. A laugh. Hallelujah. In your favor. We want to thank God, amen, for this second division of Psalms. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, several Psalms are called the Messianic because of their prophetic descriptions of Jesus, the Messiah Christ. Glory be to God. Jesus is a Messiah. Jesus is the Christ. Christ is not his last name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is the anointed one, the appointed one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, amen, the Psalms describe, amen, Jesus' life, his death, his resurrection, and his future reign. Now, David, who wrote this particular psalm, Psalms number 2, hallelujah, we know that David was a shepherd, David was a soldier, and David was a king. Now, oh, glory be to God. We thank God, amen, for the book of Psalms. While the Psalms are not organized by topic, it is helpful to compare the dominant themes in each section of the Psalms, amen, to the five books of Moses. The first collection of Psalms, okay, they were all mainly written by King David. See, it's very similar to the book of Genesis. When you do your homework, when you do your Bible study, you will find that. And just as Genesis tells us how humankind was created, how humankind fell into sin and was then promised redemption, many of these Psalms is a beautiful, beautiful. Some people only have the book of Psalms. I mean, the book of Psalms is just so beautiful. All 150, amen, chapters, amen. All 150 books, and they're not chapters, they're books, amen. Hallelujah. But they discuss us humans as being blessed, amen, us being fallen, and us being redeemed by God. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. And so, beloved, in our scripture today, glory be to God, hallelujah, David, hallelujah, glory be to God, was responsible for writing, amen, this particular psalm. Hallelujah. And when we read, it's just a very short a book, amen, just a few chapters, a few verses, amen, we only have 12 verses, amen, in chapter number 2, amen. Nations, beloved, in the hands of evil leaders. When we summarize the this second chapter for you. Let's give you a quick summary. Amen. Glory be to God. Now that we gave you a little background, let us give you a quick summary. Amen. Then we're going to give you the message for the day. Nations in the hands of evil leaders, beloved, will plot evil, making threats, and trying to get the upper hand, oppressing the weak and the helpless. We see it happening. We see it happening right now with Russia, Iran. We see it's been happening for years around the world. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us when the righteous are in authority, the people will rejoice. When the wicked bear rule, the people will mourn. Beloved, our chapter today, our reading tells us that God laughs. Oh, glory be to God. Some people want to see God as a mean God, an evil God. He just want to beat you up if you sin. He wants to throw you under the bus. He wants to evict you out of his kingdom. Glory be to God. But they forget that part of God's personality. Amen. Where the Bible tells us, beloved, that God laughs. See? Not at the nations, but he laughs at their leaders, see, and their confused thoughts about power. Some people get power, and it goes to their head. They get power, and they think they're going to live forever. Glory be to God. They don't know how to handle that temporary power, thinking that their power is all exclusive, and God sits in heaven, and he laughs at them. Glory be to God. It is like the laughter of a father when his three-year-old boasts about how he or she can outrun him or how he or she can beat him in a wrestling match, see. The father knows the limited strength of his little child, and God knows the boundaries of power of every nation. World powers are far more limited than they think. They better watch out. Huh? But God has no limitations. No limitations. We came last week on our 5 a.m. service, amen, to talk about, amen, to, amen, God having no limitations and no boundaries. The sky is not the limit. Glory be to God. Why? Because all of the universe belongs to him. If he is omnipotent. Hallelujah. Beloved, when terrorist acts, threats of nuclear war, and we have been receiving threats of nuclear war, see, very sublime threats, amen, but nevertheless, they are threats that we have been receiving, or other kinds of oppression, and they make us fearful, because so many of God's people are living in fear right now, see, because of these threats and intimidations. But we should focus our hope on God's rule. What? Because God's rule cannot be overthrown. Oh, my God. God is all-powerful. God created the world, and he knew about the empires of the earth long before they came into being. But pride and power caused nations and leaders to rebel against God and try to break free of him. Many world leaders boast of their power, rant and rave against God and against God's people, and promise to take over and form their own empires. But guess what? While they're boasting, King Nebuchadnezzar, while they're boasting, Mr. Ex-President, while they're boasting, oh, glory be to God. Guess what God is doing, beloved? God is laughing. The scripture tells us this morning, but God laughs. You want to know why God is laughing? Hallelujah. Because any power that they have or think they have comes from him. And he can also take it away from them. The good Lord giveth, and the good Lord taketh away. If God gave it to you, it was his to give, and God can take it at any moment. So God is laughing, beloved. And we need not fear the boasts of triads, they are in God's hands. And not only are they in God's hands, they will be judged by him. Oh, yes, beloved, God is in heaven laughing. Psalms 59, verse 8 says this. But you laugh at them, Lord. You scoff at all those nations. Ah, let's read one more verse here. You are my strength. I watch for you. You are my fortress, my God, on whom I can rely. God will go before me and will let me gloat over those who slander me. Oh, hallelujah, and blessed be the name of the living God. Beloved, hallelujah, glory be to God. God is laughing. Many people, excuse me, many people, even Christians, think of God as one dreaded, static, immovable, and frightening figure. But beloved, I come to encourage you today, the answer is no. No, that's not how God is. Hallelujah. The God who created all the beautiful things we see in nature cannot be different from his works. I was looking at the trees and looking at the grass and the waters and the birds flying. And always, nature always amazes me. Why? And you know, because guess what? It's been that way from the beginning. It never changed. Cultures change, times change, generation change. Where we be, the house that I'm living in right now, 100 years ago was all farmland. All farmland. There's no telling what it's going to be, amen, 100 years from now. All these things change. But what? The grass never changed. The water never changed. The trees never changed. The animals never changed. Oh, my God, my God. All these beautiful things of nature will never change. Hallelujah. And God, amen, is no different from his work. He is one with his work. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that God is beyond description. Yes, nobody has seen God at any time in his full capacity and his full estate. He has only revealed himself in piecemeal to different people in all ages. Moses was able to see his back after much solicitation. But when God was ready to show the world who he really is, you know what he did? Hallelujah. He sent his son Jesus. And when Jesus came, Jesus announced, Jesus said in St. John chapter 14, verse 9, he says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. When Jesus came, Jesus taught. When Jesus came, Jesus walked. When Jesus came, Jesus laughed. When Jesus came, Jesus cried. He ate, he slept. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus did all of these things, beloved. Let me encourage you today and remind you that you are created in the image and the likeness of God. That means you are like God. Today you can think. Today you can talk. Today you can move. You can relate. You can cry. And guess what? You can laugh. Some of you haven't laughed in a long time. You're too serious. You're too serious. You're going too deep. You haven't laughed in a long time. You want to know why you can laugh? Because God does the same. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, you have emotions because God has emotions. Little wonder the Bible says that whosoever and whatsoever touches you, the apple of my eye, glory be to God, hallelujah. God says they're going to be in trouble. How are they going to be in trouble? Beloved, the Bible tells us that we are the apple of God's eye. And this is why in our scripture today, beloved, in verse number 4, we read, and I'm going to read again. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Wow. Think about it. Just think about it. Take about 3 seconds and think about it. That God is sitting in the heavens on in his divine throne laughing. Laughing at your enemies. Laughing at the enemies of our nation, the enemies in your community, the enemies to your household, the enemies in your personal life. Hallelujah. The devil himself. Glory be to God. Huh? They think they're strategizing against you. They think they're going to take it down. Glory be to God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. We will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Who sits in heaven? Who sits in heaven? Beloved, he is your God. Jehovah sits in heaven. That means that God laughs. My God. Oh, beloved, the Bible says the personality who sits in heaven will laugh at the rage. He will laugh at the vain imagination of the wicked against your divine surprise testimony. Oh, God has something in store for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your enemy is thinking that they're going to stop it and they're going to block it and it's not going to come past. But God is, guess what? They're plotting and scheming and God is laughing. Your enemies are plotting and scheming and God is laughing. My God. God will laugh at any power trying to break your bands. God will laugh at any power trying to rubbish your prayers, your holiness, your fasting efforts. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Making you think that your fasting is in vain. Your praying is in vain. Your holiness is in vain. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They're laughing and God is laughing too. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And he who laughs, laughs, laughs. Hallelujah. My God. It's God's laugh that trumps, not the laugh of your enemy. God is laughing at your enemy. He will laugh at any gathering, any gang up against your laughter, against your promotion and your peace. Oh, beloved, folks don't want to see you happy. Folks don't want to see you laughing. They angry because you're laughing. Promotion doesn't come from the east, the west, or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. People don't want to see you promoting in the spirit. Glory be to God. People don't like it when you're at peace. When you have peace in your spirit. No. They want to disturb your peace. They want to keep you demoted. Glory, and they want your laughter to be mourning. Oh, people don't like that. Don't like it when you're happy. They want to hear you complaining. They want to hear you moaning and groaning. They want to hear you that you're depressed and you're cast out and you're lonely and you can't stop crying. Oh, that's the type of report, unfortunately, that most people like to hear, beloved. But the Bible says they might come against you one way. Amen. But they're going to flee 7 ways. Glory be to God. As we wind down this morning, I want you to write this down in your notes for you notice. The laughter of God is dangerous. The laughter of God is dangerous. It's dangerous. When God starts to laugh and watch out, it expresses great wrath. And let me tell you something, God's wrath can lead to tears. God's wrath can lead to calamity. God's wrath can lead to destruction and death against your haters. Hallelujah. When God laughs at you, beloved, he laughs in your favor. And favor is not fair. God's laughter brings peace. God's laughter brings favor, and God's laughter brings blessings to his children. But when he laughs at your enemies, and when he laughs at your mockers, it can be devastating, and it can be dangerous. And that is why you should not be deterred, no matter the situation or circumstances confronting you. Well, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, in Luke chapter 6, verse 25, the Bible tells us that those who laugh, talking about your enemies, laughing at you, laughing at your downfall, laughing at your calamity, laughing at their plots and their schemes against you, their hatred against you. He said those who laugh will mourn and weep. They're going to be the ones mourning. They're going to be the one weeping. Oh, glory be to God. Ah, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Glory be to God. He tells us in James chapter 4, verse 9, that God is going to change their laughter to mourning. The laughter of your enemies. Laughing. Glad to see you struggling. Glad to see you sick. Glad to see you acting like they care. They don't care. Glory be to God. God said he's going to change their laughter to mourning. Oh, beloved, I come to encourage you today. Do not be afraid of that enemy. Do not be afraid of that battle. Do not be afraid of that hater. You want to know why? Because when they are planning, God will be laughing at them. When your enemies are planning, God is laughing. Thank you, Jesus. When they are gathering against you, God will be laughing. Want to know why God is laughing? Because he has already concluded their end. Hallelujah. Just as God laughs at them, beloved, I want to encourage you today to open your mouth and laugh with God. Laugh, 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 laugh at that battle. Are you in the middle of a battle? Don't cry. Laugh. Don't run. Laugh. Glory be to God. You're in a bad situation right now. Don't be fearful. Laugh. Oh, glory be to God. You're not going down. Laugh. You're not going to die. Laugh. You're not going to lose nothing. Laugh. Laugh. Laugh with God. You want God to laugh all by himself? Laughing is contagious. Hear God laughing in spirit and laugh with him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That enemy is up in your face. Laugh. Laugh. Hallelujah. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Laugh. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Laugh. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Glory be to God. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Verse number 4 tells us it's a time to weep and it's a time to laugh. While your enemies, glory be to God, hallelujah, are weeping, you're going to be laughing. Why? Because you're laughing with God. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Psalms 37 and 13. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. God knows the day is coming. Glory be to God. He said, God said, don't even bust a sweat. I got this. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Oh, God said, I'll get off those depression pills. Anti-depression pills. Stop taking all that medicine. Glory be to God. God said, to start laughing. Start laughing. Start laughing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is documented. People, amen, getting bad news from the doctor. Terminal illness from the doctors. Glory be to God. They said they locked themselves up in the room and just watch movies, the horror and Laurel movies, those other movies that made them laugh, the comedy movies, and they laughed themselves to healing. Oh, glory be to God, laugh. Laugh is healing to the bones. Laugh. Laugh. Well, God is laughing. Hallelujah. Say, what you're laughing at? I'm laughing with God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Psalms 126, verse number 2. It says, our mouths was filled with laughter. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. What's in your mouth? What's in your mouth? Hallelujah. Stop that complaining. Stop that negative talking. Come on. What's in your mouth? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 126 says, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths was filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. The Lord said he going to bless you so much, you're not going to know if you're dreaming or not. You're going to have to ask yourself, am I alive? Am I dead? Is this a dream? Glory be to God. God is going to give you so much joy. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait to see it. Amen. Get your joy on right now. Get your groove on right now. Glory be to God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. What's in your mouth? They said we were singing songs. Come on, bro. Sing some happy songs, some joyous songs. Why? Because you're laughing in your spirit. You're laughing at what God has already done that's about to be revealed to you. The breakthrough that's about to be revealed to you. The good news that's about to be revealed to you. The promotion that's about to be revealed to you. The turnaround in your family situation that's about to be revealed. Revealed to you. Yay! Glory be to God. You don't have to sound like you're lying to Adams and C.C. Wyman. Make up your own song, baby. The Lord is good to me right now. Right now. I can feel his mercy as before him I bow. I may not be able to see what the Lord has done for me, but the Lord is blessing me right now, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now, right now. I can feel his mercy as before him I bow. I may not be able to see what the Lord has done for me, but the Lord is blessing me right now, right now. Come on now, laugh. Laugh. You know, that laughter will pick you up. It'll move you from depression, amen, to joy. It'll take you from the bottom to the top. It'll take you from the dark side to the light. Hallelujah. Your thinking will be changed. Your optimism will be changed. Your faith will be changed. Sing. How can you sing a song in a dry land? Glory be to God. Try it. Hallelujah. Sing and laugh. Why? Because God is doing this thing. But beloved, the Bible says, amen, God sings. Hallelujah. You sing to God, God will sing back to you. Hallelujah. The Lord is laughing. Hallelujah. Beloved, as I close this morning, let me remind you of the scripture in Genesis, chapter number 18, verse number 12. Hallelujah. And when the Lord, amen, revealed to Sarah that Sarah at the age of 90 years old was going to give birth to a child, the Bible tells us that Sarah laughed to herself. She laughed. Hallelujah. Her laugh, amen, did not deny her the blessing. Her laugh, amen, did not cause God to change his mind. Her laugh, amen, glory be to God, only confirmed what the Lord already said he was going to do. you? Did she not give birth, amen, to a child in her old age and in her barren age? Glory be to God. Sarah, amen, after, hallelujah, she brought forth the promise. I tell you, your laughter will bring forth the promise. Some of you holding on to a promise, but you don't have no laugh with it. You got to get jiggy with it. Come on now, get your dance on. We want to dance like David danced. We want to praise like David praised. When the Spirit of the Lord fall upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. And what did Sarah say in Genesis 21 and 6? And Sarah said, God has made me laugh. And everyone who hears of this will laugh with me. I want to encourage you today, amen, hallelujah, to come on and laugh with me. Come on and laugh with your brothers and your sisters. Stop crying for them and start laughing. Oh, glory be to God. Stop looking at, amen, what it looks like with your natural eye and start seeing, amen, what it looks like with your spiritual eye. I invite you to come on and laugh with me. I'm not going to let no devil steal my laugh. I'm not going to let no devil steal my joy. I'm not going to let no devil steal my praise, my praise. I'm not gonna let no. I said I'm gonna laugh in the midst of the fire. I'm gonna laugh in the midst of the situation. I'm gonna laugh. Why? Because it will not change. Hallelujah. Of God's purpose. Because God is not a man and God is not a liar. Hallelujah. Come on, laugh with me. Are you laughing with anybody today? Are you laughing at anybody today? You're laughing with them. We quick to get on the telephone and I got something to tell you. Bad news. All right, call. All right, now when's the last time you picked up that telephone and said, "Come on and laugh with me"? Come on and laugh with me. Come on, amen, hallelujah. God has laughed in my favor. God is laughing in my favor. What you laughing about, brother? I'm laughing because God is laughing. What you laughing about, sister? Everything don't look too good. What you laughing about? I'm laughing because God is laughing. Will you laugh with me? Hallelujah. God is laughing at my enemies. Will you laugh with me? Will you laugh with me? Because God has the last word. Hallelujah. God is laughing. Will you laugh with me? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So good, hallelujah. Hallelujah, so good. So good, hallelujah. Jesus is so good. So good to me, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may laugh now. We're speaking to our enemies. You may laugh now thinking you have won, but you may not prevail in the end. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Because he who laughs first, laughs. He who laughs first, God laughed first, because he is the first one. It's the same one who's going to laugh last. And we're walking with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A laugh in your favor. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, my God, Suki. God, we want to say thank you that you're the first laugh and you're the last laugh. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, Father God, forgive us for sweating. Forgive us for doubting you. Forgive us, Father God, for moving out of faith. Forgive us for moving into fear. Forgive us, Father God, for being moved by the threats and the intimidations of our enemies. Father God, and hallelujah, forgive us for shutting down our ears to hear. Father God, hallelujah, that our enemies was making a loud noise, but we didn't hear you laughing. Our fear has shut down your laugh. But Father God, we say thank you for opening our spirit today. Father God, that we hear you laughing. We hear you laughing loud. And so, Father God, we say thank you for helping us to laugh with you, to get into faith. Hallelujah. Get into that laugh faith. Get on that frequency, that vibe. type and stay there. Hallelujah, my God. Knowing that the last has already gone out in our favor. So we win even when it look like we're losing. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray. And our soul says, amen. Woo! Amen and amen. My God, my God, my God. Woo! My God. He who lasts first, lasts last. Ha! Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Beloved, we win. We win. We win. We win. We win. Oh, my God. Oh, God, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the word. Oh, Father God, thank you for that. May we just have a contagious laugh. Oh, Father God, may we stop, not stop laughing. Oh, my God. And laugh with you. In Jesus' name. All right, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, hallelujah, it's time for you to laugh. It's time for you to laugh. As God wants to, amen, pull you out of the kingdom of darkness, amen, and adopt you into the kids' royal kingdom, the kingdom of light, and laugh at the devil in the devil's face, because the devil thought he had you for all eternity, but God is able to save to the utmost. Jesus saves. To the utmost. All you need to do is implement a little bit of faith, a little bit of faith, amen, and open your mouth, amen, and repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I was born in sin. I was shaped in iniquity. I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me. I ask that you would save me. As I open my heart, and I invite Jesus to come and live in my heart as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you that I am saved. Thank you, Father, that now you are laughing at the devil because you have snatched me out of his kingdom. May, Father, may I laugh with you as I now move forward to mature and to be about your business for the balance of the days of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Woo! Well, that's a big laugh there, because the devil thought he had you, baby. The devil was making plans for your future. Those plans have been canceled. And God is laughing, and we laugh with you. Amen, amen. Grab your communion, grab your communion, grab your communion. Amen. The Bible says, as often as you do this, as often as you do this, in remembrance of him, amen, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. The matzah, the bread, amen, represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, that was broken for you and broken for me. Now that you have given your life to Christ, you can partake in Holy Communion with us. Okay? Glory be to God. Holy Communion is for the believer, not for the unbeliever. All right? All right, so now that you have given your life to Christ, amen, hallelujah, grab yourself a piece of bread, piece of matzah, piece of pretzel, potato chip, amen, glory be to God, whatever you have there, amen, a piece of chicken, whatever you got, amen, that's convenient, amen, glory be to God, it's okay. Hallelujah. Father God, and we ask that you would bless this matzah, Father God. In the name of Jesus, this Father God, this that we are about to partake in that represents the body that was broken for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, hallelujah. We know that this is symbolic. We're not eating the actual body of Jesus, Father God. It's symbolic. Amen. So we ask for your blessings upon it. Even right now, Father God, as we partake, and we thank you, Father God, for the healing in the body. We thank you for deliverance in the body, breakthrough in the body, Father God, blessings. Father God, all of the many blessings that come out of partaking in Holy Communion, long life. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Father God, we believe it, we receive it, and we partake now. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, amen. Hold up whatever you are about to put in your mouth, representing the symbolic of our of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his body. Hold it up. Amen. And Father God, and we say thank you for blessing, Father God, this even now as we partake. And we thank you for the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is broken for us. In Jesus' name, let us eat now. Oh, yeah. Can't y'all feel it? You can taste it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. You can taste it. Oh, my God. Okay, now we're about to, amen, lift up, amen, your juice. Amen. Apple juice, grape juice, wine, water, whatever you have. Whatever you have. It's, remember, it's symbolic. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this juice, this wine, Father God, whatever, water, Father God, as we partake in this Holy Communion, we, Father God, ask that you would bless it. We thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for all mankind, Father. For you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus shed his blood. There's power in that blood, redemption in that blood, saving grace in that blood. And so, Father God, we thank you and we are grateful for the blood. Now we partake of this Holy Communion in remembrance of the blood that was shed, Father God, for all mankind. Bless it even right now as we partake in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us drink, amen, of the blood. Oh, my God. That wasn't no normal juice there. Ooh, that was blessed. That was blessed going down. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. The blood done signed my name. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. The blood done signed my name. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. The blood done sign my name. Oh, the blood done sign my name. Amen. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to give the benediction. We're going to open up the line today in case there's any prayer requests. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Matter of fact, before we give the benediction, we're going to open up the lines and see if there's any particular needs, anybody that desires to share. You're not under any obligation to speak, but if you desire to speak, please feel free to do so. Amen. We receive our offerings today. Amen. Glory be to God. And this type of service, it's not like we pass a pan around. Amen. But we do it in the spirit. Amen. You give to the Lord. You make up your mind what you're going to give unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You sow it into the word. You sow it into the soil of God's word, and the seed will bring forth a harvest. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Several ways that you can sow this ministry. We have our website at lifewordjesus.org. You can sow there. Hit the donate button. We have our mailing address. P.O. Box 461, Glenside, 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 Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen. So those are some of the ways that you can sow. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. And while you're at our website, send us out an email. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Let us know you're listening. Let us know you're encouraged. If you have a prayer request, let us know. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. Let us see if there's any prayer requests today as we open up the lines. Amen. Glory be to God. Give me one second. Okay, the lines are being opened. Amen. If you have a prayer request today, as we're going to pray, and then we're going to give the benediction. Amen. Any special needs? All right. Everybody good? All right. All right. Bless the Lord. As I said, you're not under any obligation to speak, but we are. Today, we were led to take your look. Let me tell you something. There's powers in numbers. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. He didn't say one can chase 1,000, two can chase 2,000. He said one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. So with all of our believers, amen, listening today, and we know some of you didn't call in, you're on the internet, some of you are listening on replay, amen, but we just want you to know there's power in numbers. So we're just going to do a general prayer. We're just going to do a general prayer, amen, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we say thank you for the word of God. We say thank you for the people of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, maybe somebody had a prayer request today and they didn't know how to say it. Maybe somebody had a prayer request and they was embarrassed to say it, God. They didn't want the whole world to know, Father God, their situation. Father God, regardless, Father God, you know the need. You know the need, Father God, and you will promise to supply our needs according to your riches and glory. But you also said we have not because we ask not. So, Father God, we ask that you will send your word, Father God, and heal all the diseases. Father God, we have this monkeypox that's now an epidemic. Father God, COVID hasn't gone anywhere. Father God, oppression, depression, war. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, economic downsizing, Father God, so much going on, abortions, divorces, deaths, bloodshed, Father God, and so we put all this before your families are being affected, they're in grief, they're struggling, Father, don't know how they're going to pay their bills, don't know how they're going to buy food, they really don't have a clue. But, Father God, you're the answer. And so, Father God, we ask for your help. We ask for your help, and we thank you for your help in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we say thank you. Thank you that we was here. Thank you for the Holy Communion. Thank you for your people. Thank you for the word. Thank you for life. Thank you for help. Thank you for strength. Now, as we move forward on this afternoon, Father, may you and you alone be glorified. May you and you alone be magnified. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the spirit of laughter. Help us to get our laugh on. Help us to get our laugh on, God. Oh, God, just anoint us with the spirit of laughter. May it remain. May it remain. That we may laugh at the devil, laugh at our enemies, laugh at, Father God, anything else that thinks it has won. Hallelujah. We win, and Satan loses. We win, Father. So we laugh with you. We laugh with Sarah. We laugh with ourselves. We don't even need nobody to laugh with us. We're going to laugh by ourselves. We're going to look in the mirror and laugh. Hallelujah, but it'd be nice to have somebody laugh with us. We thank you for you, our three friends, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Our three friends are laughing with us, and that's good enough. And we say thank you. Bless all the listeners today, God, all around the world. We may never meet some of our brothers and sisters. We might never meet them until we get to heaven, but they're here. They're here every week. They're listening, Father God, and we ask your blessings to their household. Help some of them to reach out to us, Father God. We're not going to sweat anybody or chase anybody down and beg people for money. We don't do that here at this ministry. Let them know that this is a safe place. This is a safe place to bring their prayer requests. This is a safe place, Father, to come around caring, godly people who will pray for them, pray with them, and intercede for them. Help them to trust. Let them know that this is a ministry that can be trusted. This is a ministry of integrity. Help them to know it, Father, because we know so many ministries are not. And so many people, leaders have disappointed the people that sometimes the people just don't know who to trust, so they stay in the background. But let them know, Father, that they can step forward. And when they step forward, you're going to be right there. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. Amen. And the church said amen. Amen, amen, amen. We bind every spirit of retaliation. We nullify it. We cancel it. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. My pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I'm going to laugh all the way to the bank. I'm going to laugh all the way to the Kingdom Complex. Amen. That's our new facilities that you'll be hearing about soon. I'm laughing all the way. I'm laughing all the way. Everything new. I'm laughing. I'm laughing for your salvation. I'm laughing for your healing. I'm laughing. Come on and laugh with me. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm laughing for me and I'm laughing for you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Have a good day. Amen. Amen. And amen.